But the final message for today is that when we understand the depth of Islam and the holistic nature of Islam, its connection to not just law and not just ethics, but even to aesthetics, to every other part of our human experience and our human nature, then we are able to put everything in its proper place. Imam Zain al-Abidin was asked, what is zuhd? What is asceticism or austerity? Austerity has a bad usage today in our political and in our economic environment, and so we'll stick with asceticism. But that is a concept in the Quran, and zuhd, literally, if you take away that current usage of austerity, that is what zuhd is, to avoid materialism. Imam said, was asked, what is zuhd? And the Imam did not say that asceticism is not to appreciate the material world. The beauty of the teaching of our Imams was that they said that you should honor and appreciate and utilize the world in the best possible way. And if Allah has given you wealth, don't run away from it or be embarrassed about it or have some kind of a guilt in your mind about it. Own it and honor it by using it well. By using it not to separate yourself from your community, but to connect to your community. By spending it, by investing it, by devoting it. The Imam says, "Az-zuhdu fi ayatin min kitabillah." Zuhd is in a particular ayah of the Book of God. And it is the ayah that says, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. If Allah takes something from you, then you don't live a life of regret that if only I still had it. And if He gives you something, then you don't live a life of limitation and happiness in the material blessing. Zuhd is not to lack or to throw away what you have been given. But it's not to live a life of regret when something material is taken away, and not to take pleasure in just the material dimension of the blessings that you have been given. But not to appreciate it was not the sunnah or the practice of Ahlul Bayt. This is something which you will find is reflected in the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. This was the difference between Imam Ali and the second caliph, Umar ibn al-Khattab. Second caliph lived a simple life. Imam Ali lived a simple life. But if you look at the Jummah khutbahs that you will find in many masajid, the pride of the second caliph was in his simplicity and avoiding material blessings. That was never what Imam Ali took pride in. Imam Ali said, by virtue of being a caliph, I have to set a standard, and my followers and my family are not responsible for that standard. So the Imam was setting a standard, not of saying that living a simple life is the highest ideal, but of fulfilling your obligation to society is the highest ideal. As he lived in that simplicity, the Imam taught those of his family and his followers who were wealthy how to live with wealth and honor, not how to flee from their wealth. And the message of the second caliph was that simplicity is the highest ideal. He didn't bequeath a message of how somebody who is honored or is wealthy or is in a high position of society can take full advantage of it.